Time now for your comments. Many listeners found NPR's coverage of the Columbia shuttle disaster calming and reassuring. Others shared their grief. A number of listeners, like Rhea Smith of Dayton, Ohio, said the incident, while heartbreaking, got too much attention. She writes, "More people die every day on the nation's highways, from the HIV epidemic or even when a commercial airliner goes down. When similar tragedies have struck our troops in action, or even during training exercises, there has not been a similar level of public grief and angst." Susan Harrison of Northbrook, Illinois, had this to say about the Shuttle Victims' Children's Fund.
What about the thousands, maybe even millions of children who are born into abusive and poverty-stricken families? Where's their fund?
A note on language in one shuttle story, reporter David Wellner referred to the Columbia debacle. He checked the dictionary, which defines debacle as a great disaster. But for too many listeners, the usage seemed inappropriate. Doug Newfer writes, "The connotation of that word is synonymous with bungling, ineptitude, and revealed deception. If this was a debacle in the truest sense of the word, it is simply too soon to declare it as such." Another language note about a Pat Morrison commentary suggesting fines for politicians who misuse the English language. She singled out those who say etc., snuck, and vice versa. Sherry Lukash of New York City writes, "Hooray, hurrah, huzzah. Pat Morrison is my heroine." But then there's Susie Bulletin, a self-described member of the Grammar Police in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Vice versa may be the most common pronunciation these days, but vice versa used to be the only pronunciation considered correct, and many dictionaries still list it as the preferred pronunciation. Okay, now that that's settled, I have a question for Pat. Would a dangling participle be a hanging offense?
Morning Edition's offense came in an interview with the head of a group called Indite about the alleged torture of Iraqi Olympic athletes. I described Indite as a London-based human rights group, but neglected to say that it receives funding from the U.S. Congress. Reporter Scott Horsley said McDonald's suffered its first quarterly loss ever. Analysts said it was because of stiff competition and customer health concerns. Mary Godie of Luling, Louisiana, says she's stopped going to McDonald's because her burgers were no longer hot. "Let's face it," she writes, "if I'm going to indulge in a dietary disaster like a quarter pounder with cheese, I want it to burst in my mouth in a hot glory of guilt. Its path to my stomach slick with all that fat." Another food story about the long noodles and sugary treats associated with Chinese New Year prompted Angie Tung of East Nassau, New York, to describe another Chinese New Year tradition in which older relatives give children red pouches full of crisp new dollar bills. She writes the money was called Ya Sui Chen. Ya meaning to hold down, sui the word for age, and chen the word for money. The idea is to hold on to your youth, or to preserve your age and therefore achieve longevity. Send your comments to morning@npr.org. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Butworth.